Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today we're going to explore some of the information that's been given to humanity from on high. This information is revealing a powerful opportunity that is being presented to people around the world. If eternal peace and God's infinite abundance are going to manifest on Earth in alignment with the unfolding divine plan, then the governments and the individuals involved in governments around the world need divine intervention and a major shift of consciousness. This is a critical part of our ascension process. What is manifesting at this time in governments everywhere, and this year specifically in the United States of America with our election process, is actually the antithesis of the patterns of perfection from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. What we are witnessing around the world and in our political process is the depths of separation and duality that humanity fell into instead of the oneness and reverence of all life that we are in the process of ascending into. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is calling every willing lightworker to a higher service. The light of God is increasing on earth, and the patterns from our new renaissance of divine love are entering the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy. As this happens, everything that conflicts with that divine love is being pushed to the surface. So we see all of the extreme imbalances of what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in our political system, and literally what's happening all over the world. We see the negativity being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface. So our responsibility now is to see that bigger picture and to invoke the light of God to transmute this negativity as it surfaces so that we will quickly begin to experience the tangible patterns of our renaissance of divine love that are now filtering into the hearts and minds of all humanity. With the elections taking place in the United States of America this year, we have a very important opportunity. The beings of light in the realms of truth have said that because of the urgency of the hour and the shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is taking place on the planet this year, these elections are very significant. The people elected into office this year are going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening all over the planet in relation to the governments and how governments everywhere will respond to the new patterns of divine love that are flowing into the hearts and minds of humanity from our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. These patterns of divine love contain the potential for eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. Eternal peace and God's abundance are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God. The beings of light have said it is impossible to manifest one without the other. The United States of America is destined to play a vital role in bringing these attributes of our Father, Mother, God into physical manifestation. And you and I and the rest of humanity, awakening to this new consciousness, have the ability to greatly assist in this facet of the divine plan. At this very moment, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The intent of this divine intervention is to help all of us see the bigger picture of the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. Then, with new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed, with the sacred knowledge that is now pouring forth from the heavenly realms, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth, contrary to what it seems from outer appearances. This light is increasing in unprecedented ways, and we will also be able to understand that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness that we have ever experienced. So as you listen to the information that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask for guidance from your I Am presence. Take the information into your heart, and you will know if this information is true for you, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your facet of the divine plan. To help us accomplish the greatest need of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have given the company of heaven permission to intervene in our lives in new and profound ways. The time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection is at hand, and the legions of light are encouraging all of us to join forces with each other to empower our prayers, our meditations, our decrees, affirmations, visualizations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light. When we join together in one pointed consciousness, our Father, Mother, God have granted permission for the company of heaven to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine, for each one of us, that's as though 1,000,000 people were making those invocations. This means that we're now able to transmute into light literally lifetimes worth of our human miscreations in a relatively short period of time. This is actually the purpose of this online radio program, Awaken Your Divine Potential. The purpose of this time is to draw us together in one-pointed consciousness. During our sacred time together, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program on our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field, and your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. We are all one. There is no separation. There's no such thing as us and them. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. As we join together in one-pointed consciousness, we have the ability to invoke the light of God through the I Am presence, the divinity of every man, woman, and child on earth. Then each person's I Am presence will allow this light to flow through them in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plans. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. As you continue breathing in this way, we ask our I Am presence to join our heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring solar divine love that humanity is capable of receiving. As we breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God begins to expand and expand through our heart flames. solar flame of transfiguring divine love now flows from our heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of divine love around the earth. This grid of love is spanning the abyss from the very lowest, densest frequencies, the most discordant frequencies of our human miscreations, into the highest fifth dimensional solar frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid is forming the bridge to freedom over which the sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, all of her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth, which is expressing our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of love. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. It's time for all of us to join together to co-create divine government on this planet. In order to grasp the significance of that, we must understand really what divine government represents. First of all, divine government is not one world government or a new world order or any of the other concepts that have been used to describe the manipulative, controlling shadow governments that are ruled by the elite few that have manipulated and controlled humanity for literally centuries. Divine government is actually the antithesis of that level of consciousness. Divine government reflects the universal law, as above, so below. It is a self-governing body, guided and directed by the I Am presence of every person on this planet. Literally a government of humanity's I Am presence, by humanity's I Am presence, for humanity's I Am presence. When we truly understand what that means, we will see the tremendous effect divine government will have on the world and all life. Our I Am presence is who we really are. It is that aspect of our divinity that transcends our fragmented, manipulative, fear-based human egos. Our I Am presence is multidimensional, and it is one with the divine heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Our I Am presence is what we have often referred to as our superconscious mind, or our God self, or Christ consciousness. This is the part of us that is created in God's image, and it fully understands the divine principles governing this earth. Our I Am presence is well aware that we are one with all life and that there is no separation. Our I Am presence knows that every particle of life is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. Our I Am presence always responds to every situation with love and reverence for all life. This aspect of our divinity knows the greatest need of the hour and strives to accomplish that need with the highest good for all concerned, whenever we allow it to reflect through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, instead of being controlled by our lower human egos and that fear-based consciousness. Our I Am Presence understands that all life is interrelated, and it realizes that if the family of humanity is going to survive, we have to come together as one unified force of divine love, harmony, and balance. Our I Am Presence also knows that every evolving soul is going through a unique learning experience, and that our various races, religions, creeds, beliefs, cultures, nationalities, and lifestyles are all part of that experience that we have individually and collectively agreed to go through. Our fear-based human ego is distorting much of what we are expressing through our diversities at this time. But when our I Am Presence is in charge, we will revel in the beauty and the wonder of our diversities. We won't be prejudiced or fearful or hateful of each other. We will realize that we are one. When our I Am Presence is in control, we will understand that our diversities actually help us learn and grow. Then we will happily share our gifts, our talents, our wisdom, our knowledge, and our abundance to enhance the lives of all people on this planet. We will know that we are co-creating this reality together, and that God's abundance and the God supply of all good things are our divine birthright. As we victoriously accomplish our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, every country in the world will be governed by the I Am Presence of the people abiding in that country. Since all of our I Am Presences know the full significance of the oneness of all life, that aspect of our divinity knows that only by working toward the highest good for all concerned in every facet of life will we succeed in accomplishing the divine plan for planet Earth. Only by creating win-win situations in every governmental exchange, every human exchange, every exchange with the environment and the nature kingdom, will there ever be eternal peace and God's infinite abundance for all life on this planet. When our I Am Presence is in control, the human ego of those who have been blocking and suppressing the viable solutions that are available right here and right now for every single one of the maladies that are causing humanity's pain and suffering will no longer have any power. The appalling greed and corruption that we have seen involving Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, the banking and housing industry, the governments of the world, including the United States of America, the energy companies, the medicine and pharmaceutical companies, the FDA and our food supply, the media and our communication system, and our education system will no longer be tolerated by humanity's I Am Presences. Washington, D.C. represents the heart of government for the most powerful country in the world. America represents the microcosm of the macrocosm for the planet. There is a reason why it was discovered 500 years ago and called the New World. The original divine intent of this country was to model to the world how the entire family of humanity could come together in one pointed consciousness, in harmony, prosperity, equality, and happiness, with liberty, freedom, and justice for all, one unified nation representing the collective consciousness of humanity. One nation under God. All of our sacred documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights proclaim that divine mission. In spite of the terrible errors we have made as a country and the corruption that has been demonstrated in our government off and on since its inception, the original divine intent, the archetype for this country, has not changed. America, the word America, is an anagram for the I Am race. The new world was to be a blueprint for divine government. The I Am race was to be a race of God-conscious souls, the family of humanity, comprised of every race, every religion, every culture, nationality, creed, and lifestyle. Even though it seems like we have fallen far from the original plan, the blueprint for divine government is still pulsating as the matrix, the original archetype, the blueprint for this country. It is now time for the archetype of divine government to be established by the I Am presence of every person in this blessed country. Once the archetype for any creation is established, the unformed primal light substance of the universe is magnetized into that matrix. When a critical mass of the archetype is reached, it causes an unstoppable shift, and the archetype becomes tangibly manifest in the world of form. When we reach a critical mass for the archetype of divine government, nothing can prevent divine government from manifesting on earth. The archetype has already been established in the realms of cause. The only variable is how long it will take to manifest in the world of effects, which is the physical plane of earth. And that is up to you and me and every other person evolving in the United States of America and on the planet. The more we magnetize these patterns of perfection, reflecting the government of the I Am presence, by the I Am presence, for the I Am presence, a government of oneness and reverence for life, perpetually working toward the highest good for all concerned, the sooner it will manifest physically. We must remember that divine in government involves not only the governments of the world, it involves self-government, which consists of each and every one of us being governed by our I Am presence. In other words, for our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to be reflecting the perfection of our I Am presence, the highest good for all concerned. It is time for us to release our fear-based, fragmented human egos into the light that have manipulated and controlled us through fear and the consciousness of lack and limitation. And it is time for us to give our I Am presence full dominion in our life, including dominion of all of our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. Self-government determines what we choose to empower every day. It determines how we use our life force, our free will, and our creative faculties of thought and feelings. It determines what we allow ourselves to co-create moment by moment throughout the day, with each and every breath we take, through all of the circumstances and situations that manifest in our daily lives. During this incredible moment of planetary ascension that we are now in the midst of, it is very important for each of us to evaluate whether or not we are allowing our dysfunctional, fragmented human ego or our I Am presence to govern our life. Fortunately, that is not a difficult assessment to make. All we need to do is simply pay attention throughout the day and monitor what we are thinking and feeling. Are our thoughts and feelings based in fear, anxiety, chaos, disappointment, frustration, anger, hatred, failure, exhaustion, boredom, or other expressions of negativity? Or are we allowing ourselves to be manipulated into fear by the media or the appearances in the outer world? Are we buying into the gloom and doom reports flooding the internet? Or are we focusing the power of our attention on creating what we want to manifest in our lives instead of those distorted human miscreations that we are afraid of and that we don't want to create? Are we empowering and holding the visions of heaven on earth, our new planetary cause of divine love, and the renaissance of love that has now recently been birthed through the mental and emotional strata of the planet? Are we focusing on the light and what we want instead of the adversity appearing on the screen of life? Are we energizing through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs only the things that will enhance the quality of life for ourselves, our loved ones, the earth, and all humanity? Are we expecting miracles and truly understanding that the light of God is always victorious and that we are that light? Very simply, if we are empowering negativity, then our human ego is governing our life. If we are holding the vision of the new earth and empowering our new planetary cause of divine love and the renaissance of love, then our I Am presence is governing our life and creating our reality. I know it takes a lot of work to monitor every thought, word, feeling, action, and belief. It is much easier to just let our minds mindlessly muddle through our daily experiences. The problem is that everything is being greatly accelerated at this moment. It used to take a long time for our negative thoughts and feelings to catch up with us. Now things are being greatly amplified and manifesting almost instantaneously. If we don't give full dominion of our life over to our I Am presence now, I assure you we are in for a very tumultuous and painful road ahead, because we are moving into the light even if we move forward kicking and screaming. If we allow our I Am presence to govern our life, we can truly transcend the negativity that is surfacing to be healed, so that we can project the violet flame into it from a higher frequency, being in the world, but not of it. We can truly create heaven on earth right now. The choice is up to us. We have everything to gain and nothing to lose by accepting this truth as a possibility. So let's make a commitment to ourselves to allow our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs to express only the positive things that we want to empower and create in our lives. Let's not let ourselves worry about or talk about or empower the negative things that we hear through the media and everywhere else. When those negative things are brought to our attention, flood the violet flame through them. Instead, every day, let's focus our attention on the positive visions that we can create for ourselves and the new earth. Let's see the family of humanity living in peace, abundance, health, harmony, joy, and abounding love. And let's flood the violet flame of God's infinite perfection through every single thing that conflicts with those patterns of perfection. Let's envision the maladies of the world being healed and transmuted into light through the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And let's know that divine love and reverence for all life are becoming the order of the new day on planet Earth. See your life and the lives of all humanity filled with loving relationships, rewarding jobs, abundance, health, enlightenment, joy, happiness, spiritual fulfillment, and eternal peace. I promise you that if you allow your I Am presence to govern your life faithfully, you will see miraculous changes in a relatively short time. Then you will be motivated to continue giving dominion of your life to your I Am presence forever. From every conceivable light source, we are being encouraged, prompted, implored, and guided to focus the power of our attention on the vision of the new Earth and what we want to manifest in our lives, the new Earth with all of her resplendent glory, divine love, and wonder. In spite of all of the saber-rattling and war drums that we're being bombarded with through the media, every awakened person is gently turning his or her attention back to the reality of co-creating the new Earth. This is truly our purpose and reason for being, because where our attention is, there we are. If we focus our attention on the surfacing negativity, we are actually empowering, sustaining, and co-creating the very things that we're trying to transmute. And it is why we volunteer to be on Earth during this cosmic moment to transmute that negativity and to focus on what we want instead of the problems that are surfacing to be healed. We have each been preparing for eons of time to develop the strength, courage, wisdom, and trust to hold true to our mission during these challenging times. Our training was successful, and that means that in order for us to be in physical embodiment at this time, we have succeeded God victoriously in learning the skills to accomplish what we have agreed to do. That means that we already, this very moment, have everything within our hearts that we need to succeed God victoriously. Our responsibility now is to monitor our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs daily and hourly to be sure that we are empowering only the perfection patterns of the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love and our renaissance of love. Every world religion has taught us in one way or another that we are responsible for the circumstances occurring in our lives. What we send out returns to us. This is true whether we are sending out love or hate. There is a grassroots awakening taking place, and literally millions of people all over the world are now genuinely striving to create lives of love, joy, peace, abundance, health, and comfort for not only themselves, but their loved ones and all humanity. The majority of people everywhere truly want the same thing. They want to know that their families are safe and that they can provide food and shelter and security, health care, education, and comfort for their loved ones. The majority of people sincerely care about other people and want the very best for humanity and all life evolving on Earth. Most people truly desire to create a lifestyle that not only supports their basic needs, but honors the Earth as well. The people who are willing to deprive others of their livelihood, comfort, security, prosperity, and safety for their own greed and selfishness are a very small minority of the 7 billion souls that are evolving on this planet. Those who are willing to kill people and destroy the earth for the sake of power and money are a mere fraction of humanity as well. The important thing to remember is that there is no separation. We are one with even the most recalcitrant souls, the most destructive and asleep sons and daughters of God. We can help our sisters and brothers who are trapped in the paralyzing grip of their human egos by asking their I Am presence to take dominion of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, reflecting through their heart and mind. We can invoke the solar flame of transfiguring divine love that is now pulsating in every person's heart and ask the divine intelligence within that sacred flame to reveal the distortion and the corruption in any person's thinking process that allows him or her to think that it could possibly be justified to harm another part of life for their own selfish gains. If moment to moment we focus the power of our attention on the new earth and all that means to us in the way of love, peace, harmony, joy, happiness, abundance, health, beauty, limitless physical perfection, fulfillment, spiritual growth, enlightenment, wonder and awe, not only for ourselves, but for the entire family of humanity, we will together co-create heaven on Mother Earth. Please join with me now, and let's invoke the legions of light that are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist us. All we have to do is ask. And let's accelerate the process of co-creating divine government and the patterns of perfection for this blessed planet. 2012 is a very powerful year, and the family of humanity is asking for us to invoke their assistance so that they can bring in the frequencies of light from the heart of our Father, Mother, God that will assist in manifesting divine government. Please join me now by going within to the divinity of your own heart flame. And I will state these invocations in the first person so each of us will experience them individually and personally. But know that simultaneously we are invoking the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. These collective beings of light will serve as the open door through which this light will flow to bring these invocations into tangible manifestation. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am one with the entire company of heaven, and I am one with my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. In the name of love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am blazing within my heart and within the hearts of all humanity. And by the powers of light now made manifest on earth, I invoke beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to come forth now. Beloved ones, I ask that you descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. with your sword of blue flame. Cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace and instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory by the new solar frequencies of the violet flame. Transmute this energy instantly back into light. I accept that this activity is instantaneously manifesting now. Beloved Archangel Michael, I ask that you now direct your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. Beloved legions of light, with your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light, and encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace and instantaneously transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory by the new solar frequencies of the violet flame. Transmute this energy instantaneously back into light. Beloved legions of light, I ask that you now expand this divine service into every country, every nation, every city, province, town, and hamlet in every country on the planet. Beloved ones, with your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace. Instantly transmute this misqualified energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory with the power of the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the solar violet flame, and transmute it back into light. Beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will on earth, I now command that in every location where this negativity was removed, the patterns of perfection for divine government from the very heart and mind of God now be established in thought, word, action, and feeling, now and forever. Through the presence of God, I am, I ask for a special cosmic dispensation. Beloved Father, Mother God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, envelop Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth in the powerful embrace of our Father, Mother, God's divine wisdom, eternal peace, transfiguring divine love, divine will, abundance, purity, and illumination, until the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child has taken full dominion of each person's thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, and divine government in all of its infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government are firmly established in every country of the world. Let the government of the I Am presence, by the I Am presence, for the I Am presence, be the order of the new day in every country of the planet, make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God, I am, and I accept that it is established here and now to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take from this moment forth. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Now, through the presence of God, I am, within me and all humanity, I invoke the mighty Elohim, who are the builders of form, and the legions of light, who are associated with the sapphire blue flame of God's first cause of divine perfection. Beloved ones, come forth now and blaze your sacred flame into the cause and core of all of the human miscreations in Washington, D.C., and thence through every government capital within the world. Go forth now with your invincible angelic legions and sweep through every government building, every office, and every home in the city of Washington, D.C., and in every country in the world, and transmute any residue and the human desire to use free will destructively. Replace this desire of the lower human ego of every person associated with the governments of the world with the intense desire to serve God and humanity through the oneness of life and the highest good for all concerned. We ask for a special cosmic dispensation to permanently station one of your angelic legions within the aura of every person associated with the governments of this world at national, state, and local and international levels, so that all governmental centers of the world will ensure that all rates of vibration that tie any individual to activities of discord or imbalance will be quickened to the point where that person is set free from the negative influences and lifted into the light. Protect every soul associated with the governments of this planet from accepting negative human suggestions, and help each one to be a receiver of the forces of inspiration and the activities of God. Assist every person associated with the governments of the world to be a willing participant in the fulfillment of the divine plan of establishing divine government on earth. Beloved ones, as you enter the auras of each person to intensify God's will through the hearts and minds, the first cause of God's perfection for every particle of life on earth, give added protection to these life streams, who are already manifesting God's will, and who are now going to be manifesting God's will from this moment forth through their divine plans. Protect them from all interference that would seek to disrupt the establishment of divine government on earth. I consciously accept that this activity of infinite perfection, divine will, and God's first cause of perfection is being established right here and right now to be eternally self-sustained and all-powerfully active, ever-expanding and world-encompassing until divine government is manifest in every country of the world. And so it is, beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. In the name of the almighty presence of God, I am. And through the immortal, victorious, threefold flame of earth, We now invoke a purifying decree in the name of all humanity. Through the magnetic power of the sacred fire pulsating within my heart and the hearts of all humanity, we invoke the legions of light throughout infinity. All of the beings of light associated with the new solar frequencies of the violet saint transmuting flame, Saint Germain, and the legions of light associated with transmutation, liberty, freedom, justice, and victory. Beloved ones, come forth now and blaze the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns in, through, and around all of the embassies and chancelleries, the consulates, and all offices of international representatives in Washington, D.C., and throughout the world. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the Capitol building, the Congressional office buildings, and the Senate office buildings. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the State Department, the White House, and the executive office buildings. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the Pentagon, all military bases, every office and business concerned with military affairs in any way throughout the planet. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the United States government departmental offices of any kind throughout the world. Now, blessed ones, expand this activity of light. Traverse the planet north, south, east, and west, and blaze these powerful purifying flames, the full divine power of God's will, and the fifth-dimensional solar frequencies of the violet flame in, through, and around all governmental and military buildings throughout the world. Purify and transmute every electron of precious life energy associated with the governments and military forces on this planet at national, state, and local levels. Ask the I Am presence of every government official and every employee, everyone associated with the military, to purify the consciousness and the mind of that person so that the I Am presence of each one will take full dominion. Replace all negative thought patterns with divine consciousness and the desire to manifest God's holy will in ever-expanding action until divine government is firmly established on earth. Intensify daily and hourly the violet flame in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy associated with these facilities and these people, past, present, and future, associated with the governments and the military of this planet, daily and hourly increasing it, self-sustaining this activity of light until this planet and all her life are wholly ascended and free. We accept that this activity of light is now made manifest, increasing daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath we take from this moment forth. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and to be assimilated through every person's I Am presence into each person and their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in perfect alignment with their highest good and the fulfillment of their individual divine plans. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated with every breath I take as I gently open my eyes. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today, and I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join with us again next week for a powerful activity of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.